We begin Masechta Shabbos, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. I saw a vart from the Satmar Rebbe that he tries to connect Masechta Brachos with Masechta Shabbos. And he says that, as we know, the Mishnah we're about to learn speaks about carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, etc. And he asks, we know the pasuk says, "Lashem ha'aretz malayoi." Everything in this world belongs to Hashem. So, if everything in this world belongs to Hashem, where is different rishus hayochid? How does the concept of rishus hayochid become if everything belongs to Hashem? So he answers that the Gemara Masechta Brachos that we learned together teaches us on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph that there's a stira, there's a contradiction in the Pesukim. One Pasuk says, as we just quoted, Lashem Aretz Meloyoi. Another Pasuk says, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, V'aretz Nasan L'bnei Adam. So, does the world belong to Hashem, or does the world belong to B'nai Adam? And the Gemara answered, Ka'an Koydim Bracha, Ka'an La'acha Bracha. Before a bracha, everything, before you make a bracha, everything belongs to Hashem. But after you make the bracha, then it becomes ours. So now we understand the connection, he said, between Masechta Shabbos and Masechta Brachos. Once we've learned Masechta Brachos, and through learning Masechta Brachos, we're able to establish that there is something in the world called the Rishus HaYochid by us making a bracha. So now we could go on and start learning Masechta Shabbos that teaches us the halachas of carrying from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. I saw that the Klaus Magareba, Zatzal, indicated that Masechta Shabbos has 24 prokim. Why does Masechta Shabbos have 24 prokim? So he said it represents the 24 hours that every Shabbos. And what are we supposed to do during those 24 hours of Shabbos? We're supposed to spend an hour for each perek. That's what a Jew is supposed to do on Shabbos. Learn Masechta Shabbos. So, I remember that I once heard from the Klaus Magor Rebbe that he said, this is a wonderful introduction to our Masechta. He once said that there was a Jew who was concerned that he shouldn't chas v'shalom be mechal Shabbos. So what did he do? He sat down, he knew that there's so many difficult halachas, and how could he be sure that he won't violate any of the Hilchos Shabbos? So what he decided to do was, right before Shabbos, he laid himself down in bed, and he said, I'm going to remain in bed all of Shabbos, won't do anything. And like that, I'll be certain that I wasn't Mechal Shabbos. So the Klaus Magor Rebbe Zatzal said he certainly was Mechal Shabbos. Why was he certainly Mechal Shabbos? Because Shabbos was not meant just to lay in bed and not do anything. There's a din of Oynik Shabbos. We're supposed to learn on Shabbos. We're supposed to daven on Shabbos. But how do we indeed be sure that we shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos? This person's concern apparently was a very legitimate concern. So the Rebbe Zichrono Livracha said, learn Hilchos Shabbos. And if you learn Hilchos Shabbos, you'll know Hilchos Shabbos. And you'll also be able to have an Oynik Shabbos. And that's presumably what he meant when he said that 24 prokim in Masechta Shabbos, the 24 prokim are here for us to study all of Hilchos Shabbos and know how to indeed be Shomer Shabbos properly. The Rambam says that why does Seyd Moyed begin with Masechta Shabbos? He says, first of all, because it's something that comes every week. Number two, Shabbos is mentioned in the Aseres HaDibros. You don't find any of the other Yom Tovim mentioned in the Aseres HaDibros. And of course, the Shabbos, which represents the holiest day in our calendar, that's why it's mentioned first. It's interesting that the Masechta is called Masechta Shabbos, Lashon Yachid. So the Sefer Smichas Chachamim quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says, Om Shabbos Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos says to Hashem, L'kulon Yesh Ben Zug. The days of the week, Sunday and Monday are a pair, Tuesday and Wednesday are a pair, Thursday and Friday are a pair. Shabbos doesn't have a pair. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anihu Ben Zugach. I'll be your pair. And that's why Shabbos is called B'Lashon Yochid, to demonstrate that just like Hashem is only one, there's only one Shabbos. So we begin the Masechta. Interesting to point out that Dei Mishpat, Ner Mitzvah, right here at the beginning of the Masechta, says something that we should know as we begin the whole Masechta. As Hara B'chlal Dine Shabbos, a rule for all Hilchah Shabbos, Kosa Maimini, Perak Alam Hilchah Shabbos, Halacha Gimel, Vizel Shonai, Kom Makam Shnemesh Oysa Dovazeh Potter, whenever he says, in our Masechta, it says, if you do something, you're potter. What it means is, hareza potter min hakoros min haskila. The halacha is if somebody's mechal Shabbos rachmon tzlan, would edim in hasroi is chayv skila, would add edim in hasroi is chayv koros, b'shoigi is chayv a carbon. So says the Rambam, indeed, when the Masechta says potter, it means you don't get any punishment. I will also last us oyster dover b'Shabbos. You may not do what is said is potter. V'surim edivrei seifrim. So it would seem, point out the Rishonim, that our Masechta should begin with what is permitted or not permitted on Friday. We're going to learn a Mishnah in our Perek, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that says lo yetzeh chayv b'machtoi. A tailor may not go out with his needle right before Shabbos. Why does the Masechta begin with the Melacha Hatzah? So one teretz, which will be appreciated as we get deeper into this perek, is that as we learn perek Yetzias Shabbos, it's a perek with wonderful halachas, with wonderful chidushim, and therefore it's most appropriate, say the Rishonim, that it should begin the Masechta with such Gishmaka Halachas. Toisus, Devei Maskil Yetzias, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, says that the reason Melech Zaitzah is mentioned first, it's because it's the most common Melecha that happens on Shabbos. The Meiri similarly says that there's so many Halachas involved. There's so many rules involved with Aitzah, so that's why it's the subject the Masechta began with. The Gra says that it's the only one of the Melech Shabbos, we'll discuss this in Mitzvah Shem in our Shia today, it's the only one of the Melech Shabbos that the Pasuk explicitly tells us is a Melech. Another Pshat is, as I said, the Mishnah we're going to have later in our parak teaches us that you're not allowed to walk out on Shabbos carrying, you're not allowed to walk out already on Erev Shabbos carrying a needle. Why? As we're going to learn, as is obvious, in order to avoid being carrying on Shabbos. So you can't talk about the halacha of what you can or can't carry Erev Shabbos until we know that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So that's why the Masechta began with the Halacha of Aitzah. Critical to understanding the Halacha of Aitzah is recognizing that there are different Rishuyas, different domains when we speak about Hilchos Shabbos. There are four domains. There's a Rishus HaRabim, a Rishus HaYochid, a Carmelis, and a Makom Ptor. Rishus HaRabim is an area that's 16 amos wide that the public travels on. We're going to discuss that there may be a requirement that it also have 600,000 people travel on it every day to be considered a Rishus Rabbim. Rishus HaYochid is a place that doesn't have these conditions, has walls, or it's 10 tefachim high. A Carmelis is an area that's not a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, nor a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's not 16 amas wide. You don't have 600,000 people walking on it. But it's an open area. And therefore, since it's an open area, it's not considered a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It's considered a Carmelus. And the halacha is you're not allowed to carry not from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to a Carmelus or vice versa, nor from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to a Carmelus or vice versa. And the last Rosh Hashanah, as we mentioned, is a Makom Ptur. A Makom Ptur is a place that is higher than the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, at least by 3 tefachim, and it's less than dalet tefachim wide. Or it's the airspace in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim above 10 tefachim. Those are the Rishuyos of Shabbos. As we continue, the Mishnah, as we said, begins with the Isser of carrying on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to carry any object from one Rishus to another Rishus. That means you're not allowed to carry it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabbim, which is what we're going to learn called Haitzah. You're not allowed to carry an object from the Rishus HaRabbim into the Rishus HaYochid, which we're going to learn is called Hachnasa. Most Rishonim are of the opinion that Haitzah is the Av Malacha. A very important element of our Masechta is that when we speak about Hilchos Shabbos, there are Avos and Toldos. Avos are the Malachas that were actually done in the Mishkan. Toldos and are Asim Adaraisa. Toldos are also Asim Adaraisa, but they are Malachas that were not actually done in the Mishkan, but are similar to the Malachas that were done in the Mishnah, in the Mishkan. As I said, most Rishonim are of the opinion that Haitzah is a Malacha D'Oraisa. It's based on a Pasuk that teaches us that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. And this Isser speaks about Haitzah. And Achnasa is only a Tolda of Haitzah. As I also said, what is the Isser? The Isser is Ayetz Ish. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos from one Rishus to another Rishus. Why is Haitzah different than all other Malachas? Where all other Malachas, we said a moment ago, a Malacha becomes Malacha because it was done in the base, in the building of the Mishkan. Why is Haitzah written in the Torah? So we introduce an important concept, that Haitzah is a Malacha Gerua. Why is Haitzah a Malacha Gerua? We're going to speak in our Shiurim many explanations. But the simple pshat that the Rishonim suggest is that if you carry even the smallest object from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or vice versa, as we've been discussing, you're over a Malacha Daraisa. It carries with it a chiv skila, chiv karis, chiv karmachatis. But if you carry a large, heavy object all day long in your Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you haven't done anything wrong. That's why it's a melacha that's hard to understand. Another reason why it's hard to understand is because Haitzah, what makes it unique, as a melacha, that's only also on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry. That's why it's considered a Malacha Gerua. So as I said, the Pasuk teaches us, V'yitzav Moshe v'viru kol b'machne, lema ish v'ish ayas oid Malacha Trumas HaKadosh, v'kola em mehavi. And as the Gemara is going to explain, Moshe Rabbeinu was stationed in the Machne Leviya, which is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and he told people out not to do any more malacha. Why is the malacha he's telling them not to do? Don't carry from your homes, from your tents, which is a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, to where I am, a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Gemara Masecht Ervin suggests that there's another pasuk that speaks about Atzah, because the pasuk says, Ayetzi Ishmim Koimai B'yoy Mashvi, and the Gemara says, don't explain it as al yetze, al yotzi. Don't carry on Shabbos to go out to get the mon, because carrying is also. Why do we need two psukim? So there's some rishonim, which we'll discuss in our shir, according to the shittas that they're two psukim, that suggest, not like we mentioned a moment ago, that both Hitzah and Achnasar are malachas. We need a pasuk for Hitzah, or we need a pasuk for Achnasar. But we learned that Achnasar, most rishonim hold, is a tolda. So why do we need a second pasuk? So as we're going to learn in our Mishnah in a moment, the Mishnah speaks about a person standing outside in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the Mishnah speaks about a person standing inside in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, to tell us that they're both equally chayiv for carrying on Shabbos. We need two psukim. When we speak about the Malacha Itzah, the Malacha Itzah Midaraisa involves an Akira and an Anocha, meaning picking up the object that you're carrying in one rishus. That's the definition of the word akira. And then the definition of the word hanocha is depositing that object in another rishus. Unless there was both an akira and an hanocha, midraisa, you have not done the melacha v'itzah. We're going to discuss that midrabanon, if you did an akira, or you did just a hanocha, you are over on Shabbos Issa de Rabbonon. But midraisa, you have to have both an akira and an hanocha. The Afike Yam tries to understand this halacha. He said, is it pshat that unless you had an akira and hanocha, it's not considered that the object was moved from one rishus to another rishus? Or he suggests that maybe haitzah is haitzah as soon as you move the object from one rishus to another rishus. And it could be that as soon as you took something out of rishus hayachid, even though you didn't deposit it in the rishus harabim yet, but you moved it from the rishus hayachid to rishus harabim, or vice versa. But there's a new rule. Maybe technically you have violated the melacha of Haitzah as soon as you moved it from one rishus to another rishus, even without having deposited it. But there's a new condition that in order to be over the Isser of Haitzah, you have to have an Akira Anocha. It's a condition in the fulfillment of the melacha. Dar discussion, what is the Nafkamina? But there's something to think about as we get into this parak. So teach us the Mishnah, Yitzias HaShabbos, carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus on Shabbos. Shtayim, there are two melachas, the two types of Haitzahs, that if you do that, Bifnim, Shtayim Shen Arba Bifnim, for the person standing in Rishus HaYochid, there are two ways he could be over the melacha Daraisa, which could be expanded to four if there are two more which are also midrabanan, v'shtayim shehem arba b'chutz. And then the same one for the person standing b'chutz in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he could end up in a situation of having two malachas d'raisa and two more malachas which are malacha d'rabanan. Tosfos asks, why does the Mishnah use the word Yitzias HaShabbos? Shouldn't the Mishnah use the word Haitzahs HaShabbos? So he says, going back to the Pasuk that we mentioned earlier, the Pasuk says, Al Yetzei Ish V'Mekaymai, and we said that that's a Pasuk that teaches us that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So that's why the Mishnah uses that word Yitziah, which is the same Loshin, which is the same wording that we find in the Torah when it speaks about the Melacha Vaitzah. Why, says the Mishnah, Ketzad. So how do we understand this? Says the Mishnah, Hani Oimed B'chutz. there's a poor person standing outside, or balabayas, and the person who's living indoors is standing bifnim. Pashar ani yishyad lifnim. So if the poor person extends his hand inside the house, v'nosan l'toich yodosh balabayas, he's carrying a basket, and he takes the basket, and he puts it into the hand of the balabayas. So it turns out that the ani did a full-fledged melacha. He picked up something in the Rishus Rabbim, a kir in the Rishus Rabbim, hanoch in the Rishus Yochid. Oy she notl mitaychay. He took something out of the Balabayas' hand for hoitzi, and he takes it outside to the Rishus Rabbim. So again, he did both the kira and the hanocha. In these situations, ha'oni chayiv, the oni did a full-fledged melacha, u'balabayis potter. And the balabayis is potter, as we're going to see in Mitzvah Shema tomorrow's shir. The definition of potter is not like we learned in our introductory remarks, where we learned hachnos, the potter is usually here means potter avaloser. Here potter will mean potter umotter. Of course, the Rishonim ask, why does our Mishnah choose to speak about an oni and an usher, oni and a balabais? So the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis says it's only for the sake of brevity. Instead of saying somebody standing outside and somebody standing inside, it's much easier to say oni and balabais. Along the same line, the Miri says, because that's the way it normally is. Normally the balabais is standing inside, and normally the oni is standing outside. The Bar Tanura teaches us a very important lesson. He says we would think that the balabais, who's giving tzedakah to the oni, even though he's violating the melacha of Aitzah, ought not to be chayiv, because he's doing a mitzvah. Teaches us the Mishnah that this is considered a mitzvah hababa avera. You have no right to carry on Shabbos just because you want to do tzedakah. The Miri says, we're going to learn extensively in Mitzvah Shem, in our Masechta, that to be considered a melacha has to be a melacha tzrich l'gufa. You have to have a constructive purpose. So he says, with the oni receiving tzedakah, with the usher giving tzedakah, that's considered a full-fledged melacha. And the Cheshek Shloima gives a different teretz. As we're going to see actually soon in the Gemara, there's certain averis we learned Masechta Krisus, there's certain averis where if you did the averis b'shagig, you bring a carbon oil of a yoyred. A carbon oil of a yoyred means according to your financial situation, that's the carbon you're going to bring. Teaches us the Mishnah, that isn't the case by Shilchus Shabbos. The Oni, the poor person, and the Balbayis, the wealthy person, their Chiyiv carbon is identical. So as we mentioned, that the Bar Tanura says that we would think that the Balbayis should not be Chayiv because it's a mitzvah, because he's thinking he's doing a mitzvah. It teaches us the Mishnah that it's considered a mitzvah bar avera, and the balabayis is not potter in this case. So the Mefarshim discuss, this person, this balabayis, made a mistake. He thought he's doing a mitzvah, and because he's doing a mitzvah, he's allowed to carry. So why is he indeed chayiv? So the Tosfos Yontif suggests, there's never a heter to carry. So since there's never a heter to carry, that's not called Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. The Gur Aryeh says, tzedakah is a mitzvah you can be meichel. The oni doesn't have to take tzedakah, and therefore it's not considered Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. The Rishash, the Cheshek Shloima say that Torah B'dvar Mitzvah is only in a case where there's a pressure involved. You think you have to do a mitzvah, and you're going to lose the opportunity to do a mitzvah. Tzedakah doesn't have to be on Shabbos. And since Tzedakah doesn't have to be b'Shabbos. There's no pressure. And you can't call a person without pressure somebody who's over, somebody's a tar b'dvar mitzvah. The Kelos Yaakov says that a chiddush, that there is no halacha of giving tzedakah on Shabbos. He says, the pasuk says, v'chinu asher yishuviyu. What does the Torah mean with the words v'chinu asher yishuviyu? So he says what the Torah means with the words v'chinu asher yishuviyu, that everything should be done before Shabbos, including, what does that mean? He says that it includes that everything you need to have done for Shabbos, including the giving of tzedakah, should all be done before Shabbos. I was thinking that's why there's a minig by many people to give tzedakah by hadlakas neiris. Why? Because we're sort of saying, till now we could give tzedakah, and now when hadlakas neiris begins, you're potter. Devin Schleimer suggests that the heter of tar b'dvar mitzvah is only because of doing the mitzvah, you forgot it's Shabbos. There's no indication that this Baal HaBayis forgot that it's Shabbos. And since there's no indication that he forgot that it's Shabbos, you don't have the heter of tar b'dvar mitzvah. So the Mishnah spoke about a case where the Baal HaBayis put something into the ani's hand, or vice versa. So Rashi explains that if the ani took something out of the hand of the Baal HaBayis and he put it in the Shus Rabbi Mischayev, what happens if he didn't put it down in the Shus Rabbim? He just stood there in the Shus Rabbim with that basket or whatever he received from the Baal HaBayis, standing in Shus Rabbim. So the Pnei Yeshua says, it seems from Rashi, that you wouldn't be chayiv under those circumstances. But the Pnei Yeshua says that that's not true. And he says that even Rashi would agree that if you put it, if you just stopped, if the Ani took something from the Rosh HaYochid and brought it into the Rosh HaRabim, even though he didn't deposit it on the floor, the halach is that you're chayiv, the Ani would be chayiv for carrying from the Shus HaYochid to Shus HaRabim. The Sfasemis disagrees with the Pnei Yeshua. He says that you're not chayiv unless you actually deposited it in the Shus HaRabim. Continues the Mishnah. Pashar on this Ani Yadil Fnim. If the Ani extended his hand inside the house, V'natal Baal HaBayis Mitoichai, and the Baal HaBayis takes the object from the Ani's hand, or if the Baal HaBayis puts something into the hand of the Ani, and then the Ani Hoitzi took it out to the Shus HaRabim, Shneim Paturim. They're both potter. Why are they both potter? Because in both of these cases, neither of them did. Pasha Baal HaBayis is Yodai. If the Baal HaBayis stuck his hand out to the Shus HaRabim, Luchutz, and he put something into the Toich Yodai Shal Ani, or she notel mitoichai, he took something out of the hand of the ani vehichnis and he put it into Shus HaYochid. So the Baal HaBayis did both akir and anocha. The ani did nothing. So again, in these situations, Baal HaBayis chayiv, the Baal HaBayis is going to be chayiv, and the ani is potter. It's interesting that the Ran points out that when the Mishnah spoke of the ani, it started with speaking about achnasa, about the malach of achnasa, and when we speak about the Baal HaBayis, we speak first about atzah. And the answer is because the Mishnah is referring to, as I said earlier, to what is the normal situation. Then continues the Mishnah as we read already. Pasha ani yad lufnim. If the Ani stuck his hand inside with something on his hand, in his hand, into the Rishus HaRabim, but not the Baal HaBayis mitoichai, and the Baal HaBayis, so the Ani did the Akira, and the Baal HaBayis did the Anocha, or vice versa, Oishe Nosen L'toichai for Hoitzi, the Ani took his hand inside, and the Baal Bayis put something into the hand of the Ani, and then the Ani took it out. Again, since neither did both an Akira and Anocha, if neither did both an Akira and Anocha, the potter. Continues the Mishnah, Poshet Baal Bayis es Yodoi L'chutz. If the Baal Bayis had an object in his hand, and he's standing in the Rishus HaYochid, and he sticks it out to the Rishus Rabbim, V'notel Ani Metoich, and then the Ani takes it out from his hand, and he makes the Anocha. Oi, that the Baal Bayis sticks out his hand empty into the Rishus Rabbim. Nosen L'toichoi, and the Ani makes an Akira, depositing something into the Baal Bayis' hand. And then the Hichnis, and then the Baal Bayis takes his hand into the Rishus HaYochid. So again, neither of them did both an Akira and an Anocha, and they're going to be Shnei Peturim. But here, unlike the case before, we need to make this differentiation. In a situation where the Ani did both the Akira and the Anocha, or vice versa, the Baal Bayis did the Akira and Anocha, the other one is completely potter. But when they did it together, it's going to be potter avalosim. As I said, our Mishnah and our Perek that speaks about Haitzah says the reason we began is because Haitzah is a Melacha Geruah for the various reasons we said at the beginning of the year. There's a very fundamental question in trying to understand our Mishnah. As I just said a moment ago, when one did the Akira and one did the Anocha, the question is, the Mishnah says there's no Chiv deraisa, there's only Chiv derabbanan, pota avalosur. The question is, why we have a rule throughout Shas that if somebody does a chatzi shir, if somebody does a half of melacha, the halacha is chatzi shir is awesome in a Torah. So here, if somebody did an akira, even though he didn't do anocha, why is that not considered a chatzi shir? So the answer is, going back to something that we discussed earlier, carrying on Shabbos without doing a kira v'anocha is not considered a maisa haitzah. A maisa haitzah is only if you did both. To explain this better, if somebody is not allowed to eat macholos asuris, and we know that the shear is a kezayis, so you ate a half a kezayis. So you ate your mice achila is a full-fledged achila. You're not chayiv or oynish until you eat a kazayis. Whereas if you did an akira without a hanocha, you're not chayiv at all because you didn't do the melachas haitzah. Melachas haitzah requires that they're both an akira and an hanocha take place. Begins the Gemara. Tanan Hossam. The Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta Shavuos teaches us, Shavuos, Shtaim, Shen, Arba. The Torah, when it speaks about the Isser of making a Shavuos, so the Torah says that if you make a Shavuos, Shavuos be to your full Shavuos, Lahora or Lahetiv. So the Mishnah explains, Shtaim, the Torah speaks about making a Shavuos into the future. Lahora means that I will not eat something. Lahetiv means that I will eat something. If you violate that shvua, you chayiv a carbon oil of a yoyrit. Shein arba, that if you made a shvua in the past, you said I did something and you really didn't do it, or you said you didn't do something and you really did do it, that's shtaim shein arba. The Torah says, regarding the isser of somebody who's tamei to go into the Beis HaMikdash, this of somebody who's tamei to eat kodesh, the Torah says, "Nefesh shetikah b'chol dava tamei v'nadl mimenu v'tamei v'ashim." So there too, the halacha is that yechayev a carbon oil of yoyrid, yechayev a carbon oil of yoyrid. If you knew that you were tamei, then you forgot, and when you forgot, you entered the Beis HaMikdash or you ate something that's kodesh, and then you remembered your tamei. That's the shtayim. Yedias atum shtayim. Shen arba is where you remember that you were tamei, but you forgot
that this food that you're eating is Kodesh. You forgot that the place that you entered is the Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah says, again, the Mishnah says, Yediyas HaTumah Ashtayim Shein Arba. Maris Negoim. The Torah speaks about Tumas Nega, and the Torah says that Negoim are obviously Metame, and says the Mishnah on that too, Shtayim Shein Arba. The Torah speaks about two Negoim. Again, we're speaking about Negei Odom, Negoim on the person's body, that are the discolorations that are Tamim Midaraisa, Shein Arba, because the Torah uses the words, Odom Kiyeh Ba'or B'soroi, Seisa Sabachas, Oy Beheres, V'hoi B'soroi L'Negat Tzeras, V'vel Akoyin, Elarun Akoyin. So the Torah speaks about two types of discolorations, Seis and Sapachas. Shein Arba, because there's a toldo of Seis, and there's a toldo of Beheres, which is alluded to in the word Sapachas. They're not the exact same color as the Seis and Sapachas, but they're similar, and the dinim of Negoim apply to them as well. Then the Mishnah says, Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtein Shein Arba, our subject. But ask the Gemara, Mishnah Hocha, why in our Mishnah does the Mishnah use the words the Tani Shtayim Shein Arba B'fnim, V'Shtayim Shein Arba B'chutz, a much more elaborate description? Or Mishnah Hosom, when we speak about the Mishnah Shavuos, the Tani, all it says, Shnayim Shein Arba, and it doesn't say V'suloi, and it doesn't say anything else. Answers the Gemara, Hocha, this Masechta that we've begun today, Ikka Shabbos Hu, is the primary place that we're going to learn Hilchos Shabbos. So therefore, Tani Ovis, we speak about Ovis, the Tani Toldos. And we also speak about Toldos, the way we've been learning from the beginning of our shir. Ovis means carrying from Mishus HaYoka to Mishus HaRabim. Toldos means carrying from Mishus HaRabim to Mishus HaYoka. Hosom, however, this Mishnah that we're learning now, that we're quoting now, is a Mishnah Masechta Shavuos. The primary purpose of learning that Mishnah is to teach us Hilchos Shavuos. Just because of the similarity that exists between Hilchos, these wording of Shtayim Shein Arba, we also mention these other subjects where we have the concept of Shtayim Shein Arba. So Ovis Tani, we only mentioned the Ovis, Toldos Lo Tani, the Toldos are not mentioned. And that's why they're not mentioned, the toldos are not mentioned in that Mishnah, even though they're very much chayif. So I saw a very beautiful, powerful vart. We see people, the Sefer Shem Eliezer explains, that Baruch Hashem, a Shomrei Shabbos, they're very careful to follow Hilchos Shabbos. And so much are they careful in Hilchos Shabbos that even their children follow their path and are very careful in Hilchos Shabbos. But then you have people that they're Shomrei Shabbos, but their children aren't. Why is that? So he says it's based homiletically. He says it's the words of our Gemara. Hocha the Ikka Shabbos. If Shabbos is the ikar in your life, if Shabbos is important in your life, then Tani Ovis or Tani Toldos. Then both the Ovis, the parents, and the Toldos, the children, will be Shomrei Shabbos. But Hocha, Hosom the Lav Ikka Shabbos. Yes, you're a Shomrei Shabbos, but it's not an ikar by you. It's not so vital and important to you. Then Ovis Tani, the parents will be Shomrei Shabbos, but we can't be sure, Toldos Lo Tani, we can't be sure what will be with the children of such parents. If we want that our children to be makbid on Hilchos Shabbos, we have to be people that are makbid on Hilchos Shabbos. Ask the Gemara. So again, what was the answer the Gemara gave? The why does the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos only say Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba and not speak as elaborately as our Mishnah did? Because the Mishnah over there is only mentioning the Avos and not the Toldos. So the Gemara drills down. Avos, my nihu, what is the case of Avos? Yitzias. Yitzias How many cases of Yetzias are there? Train. It's the Oni carrying from the Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the Balabayas carrying from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So what does our Mishnah say? Shein Arba. So what will you say, suggest the Gemara V'chitema? You'll say, you know what our Mishnah means? Mehen L'chiv. There's certain times that you'll be Chai V'chatis. Then if the person, as we discussed in the Mishnah, they're both on a Kir V'anocha, that's when an Oni will be Chayiv, and that's when an Oni, Baal Bais will be Chayiv. And then there's going to be Umehen L'Ptur, which will be in a case which each individual only did an Hakira. And that's the Shtayim Shen Arba. You could have a case where the Oni is Chayiv, full-fledged Melocha, because he did the Hakira V'anocha. You could have a case where the Baal Bais is Chayiv, because he did an Hakira V'anocha. Shen Arba, where they won't be chayiv midaraisa because they didn't do a full-fledged malacha of akira and anocha. Ask the Gemara, but that's a difficult way of explaining that Mishnah. Because v'dimya, the maris negoim tani. What is the other case that's mentioned in the Mishnah? The case of maris negoim. Now, as we explain maris negoim, all four discolorations that I mention are all situations where you'll be chayiv, both for the seis and the beheris, and for the secondary colors. So, isn't the Mishnah consistent? And mahasam, when we speak about the maris negoyim, it's a situation of kula l'chiyuva, that for all four types of discolorations, you chayiv. So here too, the shtayim shen arba of Shabbos presumably means also kula l'chiyuva. But the way we just explained, it's not kulul chayuva. Only two of the cases you'll be chayiv. The two other cases won't be chayiv deraisa. El Amar Rava, so Rava gives a whole different solution how to answer the difference in the wording between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, and what does it mean? El Amar Papa, Hecha Dika Shabbosu, our Masechta is talking about all of the halachas of Hilchos Shabbos. Tani chiyuvei upturi. So we speak about cases where there's a chiyuv deraisa, and we speak about cases where there is no chiyuv deraisa. It's only part of avalosam. Hosam, whereas mesechta shvus, the lav ikka Shabbos, that's not really the subject there. The subject there is not Hilchos Shabbos. Chiyuvei tani, chiyuvim are taught, pturi loy tani. So ask the Gemara, chiyuvei mahi, what are the cases that there's a chiyuv, a full-fledged chiyuv on Shabbos? Yetzias. But as we just explained, Yetzias Tata haven. There are only two cases of Yetzia. A case where the Oni did carrying from Shusayaka to Shusarabim completely, and a case where the Balabayas did carrying from the Shusayaka to Shusarabim completely. So we are the four cases in Masechta Shavuos that there's a chiyuv deraisa. Answer the Gemara, Shnaim Doitzo v'Shnaim Dachnasa. There are four cases. Two are Oni doing Rishus Yoch to Rishus Rabbim, a Balabayas doing Rishus Yoch to Rishus Rabbim, and then two more on Oni doing Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yoch and Achnosa, and a Balabayas doing Achnosa of carrying from the Rishus HaRabbim to Rishus Yoch. But ask the Gemara, but how did our Mishnah begin? Our Mishnah began with the words, Vo Yitzis Ktani. Isn't our Mishnah exclusively speaking about Yetzias, not about Achnosis? Answers the Gemara, Omer of Ashi, Tana Achnosa Nami Yetzar Karalei. When the Mishnah uses the word Haitzah, it includes Achnos as well. And what's the Raya? Mimai, from where we know that you could use the word Yetziah, but it should not exclusively mean Yetziah, it could mean Achnos as well. Minitznan, the Mishnah we're going to have later in the Masechta, on Daf Ayin Gimel, where the Melach of Haitzah is discussed, it says, Hamoitzim Rishus Rishus Chayiv. If you carry from one Rishus to another Rishus. Milo Yaskinen. Now, isn't that Mishnah referring to a situation, the Kamayim Rishus Rabim Rishus Hayachid, the situation of Achnasa, that you're carrying from the Rishus Rabim to Rishus Hayachid, and yet, Kakar Le Haitzah. So we see that Haitzah is not limited to Rishus Hayachid, to Rishus Rabim. Haitzah is also Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. In Tamamai, why indeed is Achnasa called Yetzias? Because says the Gemara, the underlying factor in Hilchis Shabbos Haitzah is Kol Akiris Chavis B'Mekaymai, anytime you're moving an object from one Rishus to another Rishus, it makes no difference. Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, Haitzah Karlei, is in the category of Haitzah. Amar Virem Snis Nami Deika. Let's learn our Mishnah well. The Tani, what our Mishnah say? Yitzias. The Mishnah began with the words, the first word of our Masechta. The word started with the word Yitzias. And right away, what's the example that the Mishnah speaks about? The Kamefarish Chnos Lalta. The case of the Oni carrying something from the Shusha Rabbim into the Shusha Yochid. How does that fall into Yitzias? Shema Mino, that Yitzia also means Hachnosa. Rav Amma, Rav has a different way of explaining the word Yitzias in our Mishnah. He says, Ravam Rishuyis Ktani. Our Mishnah, when we speak about Yitzias, it doesn't mean Haitzah, it doesn't mean Achnasa. What it means to say is Rishuyis Shtab Ishtayim. What it means to say is that there are two Rishuyis. There's a Rishus HaYochid and there's a Rishus HaRabim. And when you have a Rishus HaYochid and a Rishus HaRabim, you have, and that don't explain the word Yitzia as carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. It refers to the two Rishuyas carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus. Makes no difference in which direction you're going to be Chayiv. Those are the four cases of Masechet Shavuos, which focuses only on Chiyuvim. The Raisa, our Mishnah expands it to the Oni and to the Balabayas, Befnim, Ubechutz. Because our Mishnah doesn't limit itself to the Chiyuvi deraisa, our Mishnah also speaks about the Chiyuvi derabbanan, which somebody just did an Akira, even though he didn't do an Anocha.